Bill O'Reilly here, Thursday, January 28th, 2021. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening across our nation. Joe Biden's COVID bill to cost more than Ronald Reagan's entire first budget. John Kerry reveals his plan to combat climate change. Chicago teachers refusing to return to the classrooms. Researchers say wearing three masks at a time could help block the contagion. Also, a new study reveals a shocking amount of sugar in some Starbucks beverages. Also ahead, is the impeachment trial dead? But first, President Biden's proposal to defeat the contagion will cost more than the entire federal budget of 1981. Biden's $1.9 trillion package includes funding for more vaccines and the deployment of troops, National Guard, to distribute the medications. January's COVID figures are the worst yet, 79,000 Americans losing their lives so far this month. White House climate czar John Kerry outlining the administration's plan to reduce carbon emissions, including new regulations on fossil fuels, rejoining the Paris Accord, and converting the entire fleet of federal cars and SUVs to electric vehicles. The proposals come with a $2 trillion price tag, which the feds will add to COVID. So that's $4 trillion in spending announced this week. By the way, John Kerry has a private jet. Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot canceling her plan to reopen the city's public schools after the teachers' union threatened a walkout. More than 350,000 children in the Windy City have been home since last summer. Educators claim local leadership has failed to provide adequate safety precautions, even though the CDC says there is little danger of COVID transmission in the schools. Health experts at Virginia Tech suggesting three face masks at the same time. Researchers claim the triple layer could increase protection from COVID. Hazmat suits, anyone? I'm up for that. A report from the UK says a 20-ounce hot chocolate from Starbucks, as well as a few other drinks there, contain at least 23 teaspoons of sugar. That's more than 800 calories per cup. If you don't feel like spending 90 minutes on the treadmill to burn it off, you might order a cup of black coffee. A single serving, 10 calories. In a moment, another impeachment trial? Are you yawning? Right back. Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day, an update on the impeachment trial in the Senate, set to begin on February 8th. So, Chief Justice John Roberts is mandated to preside over that trial in the Senate, but Judge Roberts says, nah, I'm not going to do it. I don't want any part of it, so I'm not showing up. Now, the Constitution is kind of murky here because Donald Trump is no longer president. And Chief Justice Roberts says, well, he's not president, so I don't have to show up. And he's not going to show up. So that means that Senator Leahy, 80 years old, a progressive from Vermont, will preside. Well, Senator Rand Paul isn't like that. He doesn't like any of this impeachment stuff. So he forced a full vote on whether the impeachment trial is constitutional. And it is, according to the Senate, 55-45. But that shouldn't be a surprise, because 50 Democrats plus 5 Republican senators said the trial is constitutional. 45 senators on the Republican side said it isn't. Now, the 5 Republicans, Mitt Romney, Lisa Murkowski, Susan Collins, Ben Sasse, and Pat Toomey, all despise Donald Trump, with the exception of Ms. Collins in Maine, but she's always been a very liberal Republican. Now, you need 67 senators to convict Donald Trump of whatever they're going to charge him with, inciting terrorism, inciting insurrection, whatever it may be. You need 67 senators. Right now, they have 55. And they're not going to get 12 others, because the Republicans would not have voted that the entire impeachment trial was unconstitutional if they were going to vote to convict Donald Trump. So this is not going to happen. And Chuck Schumer is furious. He is absolutely livid, because he wants to put a stake through Donald Trump's heart. Now, I'm saying that in a proverbial vampire analogy for all you Media Matters kooks out there. I'm not advocating violence, but they want to kill President Trump's political future. But it's not going to happen. Now, Americans, they know this is just political stuff. You may think that Donald Trump did something heinous regarding the Capitol insurrection, and you have a right to your opinion. I have produced exculpatory evidence. I would not vote to convict Donald Trump if I were a senator. And I'm not doing that on political grounds. I mean, I don't think that he did want any violence. He's not that kind of guy, as I write in the United States of Trump. Anyway, what will likely happen is the Senate will vote to censure Donald Trump. It doesn't mean anything. Donald Trump doesn't care about that. And it'll all go away, just like the first impeachment went away. Remember that? It was only a year ago. And you think that people hate politics? Yeah, they do. I'm Bill O'Reilly, and I approve the message by writing it. Disagree? I'd like to hear from you. Bill at BillO'Reilly.com. In a moment, something you might not know.
I'm Mike Slater from the podcast Politics by Faith. This is a crazy time in our country. It's stressful, a lot of anxiety, and it's going to get worse. And I realized that one of the things that helps me take away the stress is realizing that there's nothing new under the sun. So on this podcast, we take the news of the day and we run it through the Bible and other periods in history to realize that we've been through this before and we can rise above again. Politics by Faith, anywhere you listen to the podcast, Politics by Faith.
Now, the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. Each year, Americans spend more than $23 billion on over-the-counter drugs. That number increases annually by 10% and will top $30 billion in the next decade. For folks looking to avoid a visit to the doctor, here are the most popular medications in the USA that do not require a prescription. First up, laxatives. There are more than 50 brands available. If your digestive system needs a little help, the drugs are commonly used for children and the elderly, racking up $5.5 billion in purchases each year. Next, eye drops. Sales of over-the-counter eye care products quadruple during the allergy season and the dry winter months. Americans are also buying sleeping pills in record numbers. Doctors say 1 in 4 people suffer from insomnia. 10% of adults report difficulty falling asleep every single night. Oral care next. Pharmacies selling millions of units of toothpaste, mouthwash, breath mints, and teeth whitening strips. It is the fastest growing market in the drug industry. Near the top of the list is skin care. That includes sunscreen, lotion, anti-rash medication, and burn cream. The number 2 spot goes to heartburn drugs. Americans pop Tums and other pills to soothe their stomachs after a big meal or a night of drinking or tension or somebody punches you. But stomach medicine is big. Finally, the most purchased over-the-counter drug in the USA, cough medicine. The treatments range from sucking on candy to sweet syrups. Sales topped $10 billion last year. That number sounds like a lot. It's nothing compared to the prescription drug industry. That figure will hit $340 billion this year. Much of that paid for by the federal and state governments. And here's something else you might not know. The abuse of cough medicine has created a new category at the pharmacy behind the counter medication. Employees keep the cough syrup in locked cabinets to prevent theft. Substance abusers commonly use ingredients found in cough medication to manufacture illegal opioids, methamphetamines, and other drugs. Back after this.
Hey, this is Vivek Ramaswamy. The media has systematically lied to you. The Hunter Biden laptop story, the origin of COVID-19, the Trump-Russia collusion hoax, or how your money's being spent in Ukraine. Enough already with the lies. No more lies, hard truths only. That's what the Truth Podcast is all about. It's not standard conservative talking points. If you want that, go somewhere else. But if you want the hard truth delivered to you in a way that challenges you and will challenge me intellectually, you're not going to find anything like this on the internet. Subscribe to the Truth Podcast today on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.